们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of praise?
主，当我们聚在你跟前，我们再次谢谢你，用你的爱来救赎我们。
Lord, as we gather before you, we give you thanks once again that you have called us with your love.
虽然我们本来都是丑陋、自私、不可爱的人。
Even though we were all ugly and selfish and unlovable, unlovely people.
但是你却是用你的慈爱、真实来拯救也吸引我们。
And yet you have saved us and you have attracted us with your loving kindness and with your pureness.
我们聚在这里的时候，我们求你用你的宝血洁净我们。
Will you cleanse us as we gather together with your precious blood?
我们也求你赐下你的同在。
And will you grant us your presence, O Lord?
主，愿意我们每个人向你的心都是打开。
May all our hearts be open to you.
主，你除去一切的掺杂。
Lord, will you take away all the hindrance, all the mixtures?
以致我们的心能够敞开的来亲近你。
That we can draw near to you with an open heart.
主，当我们读你的话的时候，我们求圣灵来点活你自己的话。
Lord, as we read your words, we ask your Holy Spirit to quicken your words, O Lord.
主，我们求你除去撒旦一切的搅扰跟工作。
Will you take away all the hindrance, all the work of the evil one?
我们求你用圣灵膏讲的、翻的，特别是听的。
We pray that you anoint with your Holy Spirit the speaker, the translator, and especially all the ones who listen.
以致我们能够在你话语面前来认识你，来遇见你。
We can all come to know you and meet you in your word.
好叫我们的心更单纯的向着你，也能够把荣耀归给你。
That we may have a more simple heart towards you and to give you all the glory, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣最宝贵的名字。
We pray in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
最近我主给我负担跟大家一起从撒母耳记来看几个重要的圣经人物。
Recently, the Lord has given me the burden to share with you from the book of Samuel on a few Bible characters.
过去三个月我们看过神忠心的仆人撒母耳。
Last few months, we've been looking at God's faithful servant Samuel.
他是一个扭转时代的先知和士师。
He's a prophet and a judge who turns the time.
他为神寻得合乎神心意的王大卫。
He was looking for a king after God's own heart, King David.
把个人任意而行的三百年黑暗的世事时代带进神主权的国度。
He brought the people of God from the time of judges where everyone does what they wishes into the time of the kingdom where God reigns in amongst his people.
主若愿意，我们会从这个月开始盼望来看这一位合乎神心意的王大卫。
If the Lord willing, from this month we're going to look at this king after God's own heart, King David.
大卫在旧约里头是预表基督的。
David represents speaks of Christ in the Old Testament.
大卫也是被旧约圣经用来衡量以色列王的标准。
Also, he's the standard that Old Testament Bible uses to measure all the kings.
好像在《列王记上》第十五章第三节这样说。
Just like in First King verse 15, verse 3 says this.
那里说，亚比央行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶。他的心不像他主大卫的心，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
It says, and he walked in all the sins of his father which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
盼望请后面弄那个电脑的弟兄，如果我们读到一些经文，如果方便就可以把它打上去。
We ask the brothers in the AV room to put the verse on the projector if possible.
并且同在同一章的里面11节说，亚撒效法他主大卫，行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Then in the same chapter, in verse 11, it says, Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David.
所以我们看见大卫在神的心中是个合乎神心意的人。
So as you can see, in God's eyes, David was a king who is after God's own heart.
当然，这个并不表示他没有罪。
It doesn't mean that David is sinless.
他自己在诗篇51篇第5节见证说，
He gave his own testimony in Psalm 51.
在第5节说， 我是在罪孽里生的， 在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
He says, I was born in sin. I was sinful even when in my mother's womb.
他也犯过奸淫谋杀的大罪。
He committed the sin of murder and adultery.
以后有机会我们会慢慢看。
If we have opportunity, we can look at those verses.
今天的题目是王的预备。
But today, the topic I'd like to share is the preparation of the king.
我们先来集中看神怎样预备大卫做他百姓的君王。
Let's look at how God prepared David to be king of his people.
可能大家心里头想， 我只是一个基督徒。
Perhaps you thought to yourself, I'm just a Christian.
我又不是要做君王。
I'm not going to be kings.
这个题目跟我有什么关系呢？
So what has that topic to do with me?
其实这个题目是跟大家有很大的关系的。
Actually, this topic is very relevant to each and every one of us.
因为神对基督徒的心意是要他们做王。
For God's heart towards Christians is that we are to be kings.
我们来看几处的圣经。
Let's look at a few Bible passages.
在启示录第5章第9节到第10节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 through to 11.
第9到第10节。
Verse 9 and 10.
第9节的他们就是前面第8节的四活物和24位长老。
In the verse 9, where it says they refers to the four living creatures and the 24 elders in verse 8.
第9节第10节，他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于父神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神。” 在地上执掌王权。
Verse 9 and 10, And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
所以神的心意是要这些被买赎回来的人，
So God's heart is that those who are redeemed shall reign with Him on the earth.
启示录20章第4到第6节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 to 6.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神知道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像， 也没有在轭上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年。这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那1000年完了。在头一次复活的有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司， 并要与基督一同作王一千年。
And I saw thrones, they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in this first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
启示录二十二章第五节。
Revelation chapter 22:5.
不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
There shall be no light there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
所以神对属他的人有一个很高的心意。
So God has a high purpose for those who belong to Him.
可能我们觉得自己不配，也不能。
Perhaps we thought that we are not worthy. We can't. We cannot be.
但是他却要给我们一个很高贵的身份。
And yet he has given us such a high status.
正如在诗篇113篇第七、第八节这样说。
Just like in Psalm 113 in verse 7 and 8 says this.
诗篇113篇第七、第八节，他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人。从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。
Psalm 113:7-8. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that they may sit with him, that he may sit him with princes, with the princes of his people.
无论我们在世上。在世人的眼中多么的卑微或者贫穷。
No matter how pitiful, how poor we are in the eyes of the world,
我们在神的眼中都是非常宝贵的。
Yet we are precious in God's eyes.
甚至他能够把旧约的雅各的名字改成以色列。
To an extent that he could change the name of Jacob to Israel.
雅各的名字是抓的意思。
The name Jacob means grab.
以色列的名字呢，是神的王子的意思。
And yet the name Israel means the prince of God.
神能够把一个自私、诡诈、不断为自己抓的、抓利益的雅各。
God can change a Jacob who is selfish and deceitful and always grab for his own interest.Into the Prince of God.
甚至把这个雅各，甚至把原本属于别人的，也要抓到自己手上的。
Originally, this Jacob would grab something that didn't belong to him.
但是神却把它改变成有神性情、有神荣耀的神的王子以色列。
And yet God has turned him into the Prince of God.Who has the glory of God and the very divine nature of God.
虽然我们不行,
Even though we cannot, we are not capable.
但是在神是没有难成的事的。
But in God, nothing is impossible.
只要我们信靠他, 他是信实的。
As long as we believe in Him, He is faithful.
他必定能够在我们身上做成他要做的美意的。
He is able to accomplish his purpose in us.
正如提摩太后书第二章十一到十三节这样说。
Just like Second Timothy chapter 2:11-13 says this.
提摩太后书第二章十一节到第十三节。
2 Timothy 2:11.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死。 也必与他同活。我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然实信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
This is a faithful saying, if we die with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
If we endure, we shall also reign with him.
愿意作王这个身份跟地位，这个生命吸引我们更多的来信靠神。
May this status, this position of being king, draw us to follow him.
我们现在从撒母耳记上十六章一到十三节来看，神怎样开始预备他百姓的君王，带进他的国度。
Now let's look at how God has been preparing for the king of his people from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 to 13.
我们今天会集中在这一段的经文来交通。
And this portion will be our focus today.
撒母耳记上十六章第一节，耶和华对撒母耳说，我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他宗子之内预定一个做王的。
Now the Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse,The Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons.
撒母耳他在第二节就回应了，说：“我怎能去呢？扫罗若听见，必要杀我。”耶和华说：“你可以带一只牛犊去，就说我来是要向耶和华献祭。”
And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." But the Lord said.Take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.
你要请耶西来吃鸡肉，我就指示你所当行的事，我所指给你的人，你要告他。
Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you.
撒母耳第四节，撒母耳就照耶和华的话去行。
So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem.
正如我们上次所讲的，他真是神忠心的仆人。
So truly, as we have shared before, Samuel was indeed a faithful servant of God.
然后圣经说，到了伯特利，那城里的长老都战战兢兢地出来迎接他，问他说，你是为平安来的吗？他说，为平安来的，我是给耶和华献祭，你们当自洁来与我同吃鸡肉。撒母耳就使耶西和他众子自洁，请他们来吃鸡肉。
Then the Bible says, And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Do you come peacefully? And he said, Peacefully.I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice.
第六节，他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说，耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。
So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.
撒母耳心里头这样想。
Samuel thought to himself,
他之所以这样想，很可能他就看见这个大儿子以利亚是身材高大的。
Now the reason he thought this way, perhaps Because he looked at Eliab and he saw that he was tall, he had good appearance, and he's physically strong.
看见他道外貌啊，道貌盎然，可能风度翩翩的。
He perhaps he's a handsome man. He looks good.
可能他才华满溢，一个是天生的领袖。
Perhaps he has his natural gift. He's good at talking. He's a natural leader.
他很有魅力，有王者的风范。
He had the appearance of a leader.
神却在第七节纠正撒母耳。
And yet God corrected Samuel in verse 7.
耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
In verse 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
为什么神没有拣选以利亚做王？
Why is it that God has not chosen Eliab to be king?
因为他看尽人的内心。
Because he looks through and he sees the heart of man.
人在寻找领袖的时候呢，他们所要寻找的，
When man looks for a leader and what they're looking for,
跟神要寻找一个领袖的时候，他所要寻找的是两个非常不同的。
It's completely different to what God is looking for when he seeks for a leader for his people.
人是看外面的。
For man looks at outward appearance.
身材、外貌、才能、经验
，physical status, your natural gift, your charisma, your experience,
你的家世、你的地位或者你的网络关系
，perhaps even your upbringing, your relationship.
但神呢？他却是看内心的。
And yet God looks at the heart of man.
第八节到第十节。耶西叫亚比拿达从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，耶和华也不拣选他。耶西又叫撒玛从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，耶和华也不拣选他。耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，这都不是耶和华所拣选的。
Verse 8, so Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said,Neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, Neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, The Lord has not chosen these.
可能在耶西七个儿子身上，每个人都有不同的优点跟特长。
Perhaps in the seven sons of Jesse, every one of them has different gifts.
但都不是神所要拣选的。
And yet none of them were chosen by the Lord.
因为神在人内心所要寻找的还找不到。
For God could not find this something that he was looking for.
十一节。
Verse 11.
撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有一个小的现在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不作喜。
And Samuel said to Jesse, Are all the young men here? Then he said, There remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, Send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here.
还有一个小的，这里小这个字呢，
There is still the youngest. This word youngest.
在旧约希伯来文有年幼或者不重要的意思。
In the Hebrew language, it has the meaning of young and unimportant.
通常最小的孩子啊，是父母最痛爱的。
Usually the youngest one is the one who being loved the most by his parents.
但是呢，不知为什么 大卫可能在父母心中呢，不单只是最小的，而且是最不重要的。
And yet, for a reason unknown to us, not only is David the youngest, he seemed to be the most unimportant one in the eyes of his parents.
在这一位当代最伟大的先知撒母耳来到耶西的家，请他众子吃那个献祭的肉的时候
，When Samuel, who was the greatest prophet at that time, came to this family to invite them to eat the sacrifice,
耶西都是把小儿子遗忘了。
Jesse did not remember to bring in his youngest son.
大卫在他心目中真的是太不重要。
David was too unimportant for him for this occasion.
也不是很被父母所爱的。
He is not very loved by his parents.
甚至大卫在自己所写的诗篇二十七篇第十节，他这样说。
Even David in his own Psalm, in Psalm 27, in verse 10, he says this.
我父母离弃我，耶和华却收留我。
He said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me.
不单止父母对他这样，他的兄长们也是忽略他，甚至误会他的。
Not only do his parents think he's unimportant, also his older brothers think that he's unimportant.
他们对他不是很友善的。
They were not friendly to him at all.
正如他在自己所写的诗篇六十九篇第八节说。
Just like he says in Psalms 69 verse 8.
我的兄弟看我为外路人。我的同胞看我为外邦人。
He says, I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children.
但是很奇妙，他或许是被人遗忘或者忽略，神却注意着他。
But very amazingly, even though he has almost been forgotten by men, God knows him and God pays attention to him.
他在神心中是非常重要的。
He is important in God's eyes.
甚至撒母耳对耶西和在座的兄长们说，他若不来，我们必不作席。
To extend that Samuel was saying to Jesse and to Jesse's sons that unless this youngest comes, we will not sit down to eat.
十二节耶西就打发人去叫了他来，他面色光红，双目清瘦，容貌正美。耶和华说：“这就是他，你起来膏他。”撒母耳就用脚里的膏油，在他诸胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。
Verse 12.So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
耶和华说，这就是他。
The Lord says, this is the one.
这就是神要膏立的人。
This is the one who God wants to anoint.
就是神要拣选做以色列他百姓君王的人。
This is the one who God has chosen to be king over his people Israel.
当神要预备以色列的君王的时候，
When God was preparing for the king of his people,
他要寻找一个合适的人。
He was looking. He had to look for a suitable man.
神在大卫里头找到他所要看见的内心。
God found something in David, which was he was looking for his heart.
蛮有趣的。我们刚才在十六章第一节那里读到，我在他众子内预定一个作王的。
Very interestingly, in beginning of Chapter 16, verse 1, it says, For I have provided myself a king among his sons.
这里中文字的预定这个字呢，在旧约希伯来原文里头是跟第六节第七节里头看这个字呢是同一个字。
This word, provided myself, this word provide is the same word in the original language, to this, the word looked through, looked at in the, in verses 6 and 7.
他看见在大卫的内心里头有神所要的。
He looked at David and he saw something that God desires.
他就预定这个大卫要做王。
Therefore he provided for himself a king.
所以我们看见在这个王的预备里头呢，这个心啊是非常重要的。
So we can see in the preparation of a king, the matter of the heart is the most important.
这个心就是我们今天的重点。
And this heart, preparing of the heart is our focus today.
人一生的果效最重要的是人的心。
The most important thing, all issues of our lives comes from our heart.
不是人的身材外貌。
Not our appearance, not our physical stature.
不是人的才华或者经验。
Not our natural gift, ability, or experiences.
也不是你我的家世、地位跟关系。
Nor our upbringing, our relations in the society.
正如箴言第四章二十三所说。
Just like Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says this.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life.
刚才我们读过《列王记上》十五章第三节。
We've just read 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 3.
那里说到，亚比央行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶。他的心不像他主大卫的心，诚诚实实顺服耶和华他的神。
It says Abiam who walked in all sins of his father, which he had done before him, his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God as was the heart of his father David.
既然这个心是这么重要，我们就要问了：大卫的心是个怎样的心呢
？So if this matter of the heart is so important, then we may ask.What kind of heart does David have?
我们刚才所读的经文告诉我们，大卫的心是诚诚实实顺服耶和华的心。
The verse we just read tells us that David's heart is loyal to the Lord.
诚诚实实的心。
A heart that is loyal to the Lord.
一个顺服耶和华的心。
A heart that is obedient to the Lord.
一个诚实真实的心
An honest heart, a true heart before the Lord.
一个真诚要顺服神的心
To sincerely obey the Lord.
一个完全的心
A complete heart.
一个单纯的心
A pure heart.
当一个人有这样的一个心，他一生就要有美好的果效。
When a man has this kind of heart, then his life will be full of good effect.
他可能本来是一个很平凡的人。
Even though he may just be an ordinary man,
甚至是完全没有能力的或者没有智慧的人。
Even one that is lack of natural ability or natural wisdom,
或者是被人忽略遗弃的或者被人轻看的人。
Perhaps even one who has been neglected by others, who has been despised by others.
只要他有这个心。
But as long as he has the heart,
他会慢慢继承生命的丰收。
He will gradually bear fruit and have the abundance in his life.
因为他有神大能的同在。
For he has the mighty presence of the Lord with him.
正如神在历代记下16章第9节讲得很清楚。
Just like what God says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9.
那里说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地。 要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
It says, For the eyes of the Lord turn to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
这里诚实，在旧约希伯来文与刚才撒母耳记上的诚诚实实是同一个字。
This is the same word that was used in 1 Samuel. His heart is a loyal to him. His king.
有这个诚实的心, 神是可以一步一步的去装备的。
If a man has this loyal heart to the Lord, God is able to gradually prepare him to be his vessel.
就好像他装备大卫一样,
Just like he has prepared David to be king of his people.
甚至他成为世人琴师、琴手、弹琴的人, 跟战士。
Even though to an extent that he is not only a man of war, but he's also a songwriter, a psalmist.
反过来说, 一个人没有一个诚实侍奉神的心。
On the other hand, if one does not have this loyal heart to before the Lord,
就好像扫罗王,
then he will be just like King Saul.
哪怕他有多大的才华魅力,
even though he's full of natural ability and his charisma,
这些如果没有一个诚实的心，都没有根基，始终会塌下来的。
If he doesn't have a loyal heart toward the Lord, he is like a house without foundation, to the end that he will corrupt.
就好像扫罗王一样悲剧收场。
And he will end with a sad ending like Saul.
所以对我们每一个人来说, 人生里头可以选择去追求的东西很多。
So for every one of us, we have many things in our lives we can pursue.
但是最重要的，这是追求保守，自己有一个诚实侍奉神的心。But
the most important of all is to pursue and to keep our heart, that we may have a loyal heart towards the Lord.
侍奉不一定指外面侍奉的工作，而是心灵诚实的敬拜神，跟从神。To
serve the Lord doesn't just mean the outward works, but also to serve him in spirit and in truth.
特别是年轻人,
especially young people.
你们在你们人生的早晨的时候,
in the morning of your life,
要立定一个很宝贵、正确、重要的方向。
You need to have the right direction for your life.
以致到老年的时候不会遗憾或者懊悔。
That when you're old, you will not regret for what you have done.
而是喜乐满足平安的去见主。
will be coming to see the Lord with full of joy and rejoicing.
当然神是蛮有恩典的。
Of course, God is full of grace.
甚至对我们这般年过中年的人,
even to us who have passed middle age,
神都要我们追求保守一个诚实侍奉神的心。
God still wants us to keep and to guard our loyal heart towards him, to serve him.
这个心是能够帮助大卫在一个不好的环境下成长得好。
This heart helps David to raising up in, even in an environment that is not good for him.
他被父母遗忘忽略。
He was neglected by his parents.
但是因为他有这个心，他就经历神的收纳了。But
because he has this heart, he experienced that God will take care of him.
他被长兄们误会排挤。
He was misunderstood and despised by his brothers.
他却能够学习向神倾诉，以神为友。
But because of his heart, he made God his best friend.
所以环境不是最重要的。
So the environment is not the most important.
最重要的是心。
The most important is what heart do we have?
我记得个姊妹， 我跟我的太太楚芳认识她很多年了。
I remember a sister who we have come to know for many years.
当她进青少年的时候， 本来父亲是做生意，生活很丰裕的。
When she was a teenager, originally her father was a businessman and life was quite prosperous.
在她初中的时候呢， 父亲生意失败， 要宣布破产。
When she was in high school, her father's business went corrupt and the family went into bankruptcy.
他的家人也经历很大的冲击。
The family were going through a lot of difficulties.
当时这个年幼的姊妹， 她觉得很自卑，很郁闷，很孤独。
At the time, this young sister felt very, have low self-esteem, very lonely, very sad.
但是她 对神有一个诚实要神的心。
But she has a loyal heart towards the Lord.
就在这个时候， 她没有放弃依靠神。
Even at that time, in the most difficult time, she did not give up trusting in the Lord.
反而在她那个时候建立的与神一个亲密交通很宝贵的基础。
On the opposite, the difficult circumstances has brought her to trust in the Lord, to draw more closer to the Lord.
当每次我跟太太想起她的时候， 我们都为她感恩。
So every time as we remember this sister, we give thanks to God on behalf of her.
因为在她身上我们看见主生命的美丽。
For we saw through her life, God's the beauty of God's life.
大卫能够在一个不好的环境下， 但是却成长得很好。
David was able to grow up to turn out good even in the circumstances that are not doing his doing good to him.
因为他有一个诚实跟从神的心。
For he has a loyal heart toward the Lord.
另一方面，大卫可能因着 在父亲心目中不重要， 就被父亲去差去看几只小羊。
So he was neglected by his parents, so his parents sent him to look after a few sheep.
但是他却能够在那个卑微的工作上忠心。
And yet, in this most humble job, he was faithful to his parents.
神也借着看羊来训练他学习做一个好牧人。
And through the work of being a shepherd, God was training him to be a shepherd of his people.
成为将来牧养他百姓的重要装备。
That one day, this will become an important preparation for him to be shepherd of God's people.
所以我们不要惧怕不理想的环境。
So let's not be afraid of circumstances that are not pleasant to us.
只要我们在神面前存一个诚实，
as long as we keep our loyal heart toward the Lord,
他是可以在这不好的环境当中创造许多宝贵的机会来成全我们，建立我们。
God is able to create opportunities out of even an unpleasant circumstances to equip us to make us complete.
最后有一些话是怕能够跟做父母的交通。
Lastly, I have a few words for the parents.
在培养孩子各方面的成长当中，心灵的培养，心的培养是最重要的。
When we raise our children, the preparation of the heart is the most important.
帮助他们建立一个诚实要顺服神跟从神的心，是影响他们一生的果效。
So help our children to prepare a heart that is loyal and faithful to the Lord will have the most important effect in their lives.
今天有许多有一些父母因为不懂。
Many parents today did not know this.
他们只知道要孩子好好读书，考上精英中学。
They only know to ask their children to study hard so that they can go to an elective school.
或者考得好的考试进到好的大学。
Or they can, you know, they study hard so that you can go to a good university.
甚至跟孩子说，只要你好好考试考得好，我就给你打手机玩电脑，什么都可以。
Or even say that if you study hard, you have a good result, then I'll give you, you're allowed to play games, or you can have entertainment.
孩子的生命就充满着为自己读书，然后打电脑、打手机。
So children get the idea that they are studying for themselves, so they can, get the reward from their parents.
他们的心灵没有被建立起来。
Their heart have not been prepared before the Lord.
他们在很辛苦的读书以后，就沉迷在他们那个虚拟世界那个电脑里头，找娱乐去逃避。
After they have been studying hard, they find their satisfaction in a simulated world of computer games.
所以他们就追求好玩，并且追求逃避。
So they all they're pursuing is fun and to avoid to escape.
当他们长大以后，面对人生的压力或者挑战的时候，就很容易被打垮了。
So they will be easily defeated when they later on come intothe difficulties of life.
做父母是非常重要的，帮助孩子建立一个诚实跟从神的心。
So it's important for us parents to help our children to prepare a loyal heart before the Lord and to follow Him.
所以做父母的需要把主的话好好教导孩子。
Therefore, we need to teach them with the word of God.
并且自己追求保守自己有一个诚实跟从神的心。
And we ourselves need to prepare and keep our heart loyal to the Lord, to follow Him.
因为我们跟从神对孩子的冲击力、影响力是大过我们口里头叫他们跟从神。
So, us following the law has a greater, much greater influence on our children than to tell them to follow the law.
虽然我们都是有很多软弱失败的。
Even though we are weak and we have many failures.
但神叫我们不要灰心。
And yet God asks us not to lose heart.
但神要提醒我们，我们需要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
But God also reminds us in His word that we need to keep our hearts diligently.
今天我们可能很关心保守我们的资产有没有保值。有没有亏本。
Today we spend much time and effort to keep our property value, our investment, so that we will not lose.
我们有没有花心思来保守我们的心？
But we spend time and effort to keep our heart.
我们把我们的心花心思放在孩子读书读得成绩很好，还是我们花心思更多帮助他们建立一个诚实跟从神的心？
Do we only spend our time to on our children's education so that they can go to a better school and university, or do we spend time to prepare their heart so that they can have a loyal heart towards the Lord?
因为我们的心是神所重视的。
For God values our heart.
他也要我们经历他的恩典跟大能的。
He wants us to experience His grace and His power.
所以我们不要灰心。
So let us not lose heart.
我们可以学习好像大卫建立一个跟神好好交通亲近神的生活。
Let us learn to be like David who has a life of fellowship with the Lord,
以致我们花心思时间来亲近神，也为孩子祷告。
That we may spend time and before the Lord and pray for our children.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们感谢你，把这个宝贵的救恩给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us such a gracious precious salvation.
我们也感谢你。你要把你的荣耀的性情跟我们分享。
We thank you that you cause us to partake of your glorious nature.
主，你要装备我们与你一同作王。
Lord, you want to prepare us to be king with you, to reign with you.
也是你要我们有一个王的性格，王的装备。
And to reign with you requires us to have the character of the king.
主，我们虽然不配，也不能够。
Lord, even though we are unworthy and we are unable,
但是你的应许，你的心意是信实的。
But your promise is, you are faithful to your promise.
主，我们求你自己用你的话。来说进我们的心里头。
Will you speak these words into our hearts?
以致我们从世界上有许许多多的思虑烦扰，我们能够归回到你里头。
That we may return from all the sorrows and worries of this life, that we may have the right heart before you.
以致我们真的能够预备自己。无论我们是年幼的年轻中年年老的，我们都在你跟前保守一个单纯诚实跟从你的心。
That each of us can keep our heart diligently, our heart loyal to you, whether we're young or old.
以致我们更多经历你是那一位眼目偏他遍察全地的主，要寻找那些向你心存诚实的人。
That more and more we may experience you to be the Lord who look throughout the whole land to look for anyone who is loyal to you.
以致你能够把你的大能显给我们。
That you may show us your mighty power.
我们也能够靠住你的恩典见证你的荣耀。
And by your grace, we may be faithful witness of your glory.
以及把荣耀果子归给你。
And we can, so we can bear fruit and to give you all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.